Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Unfortunately, that's how bad the Giants' rush defense has been this year. Up the middle, all the way into the end zone on cue, Kroski Merritt, 16 yards.
We're excited about where he's headed, so it was cool. He has a very distinct running style, especially in between the tackles. I feel like that's where, although he's not the biggest guy that you would see, he does run downhill.
Bill had a day, 96 yards on 18 carries and a touchdown. The 16-yard score was his best run of the day, ended in the paint, and it was a rare opportunity for him over the last several weeks. He's fallen out of favor, hadn't been quite as productive as Chris Rodriguez, but you got to stay ready in this league. Rodriguez unavailable. I think I'll speak for myself. I thought he was going to play and maybe not start.
I did too. I was bummed for Rodriguez. Like, it seems like every time he's gotten a chance, something happens.
True.
Whatever and it is, yeah.
Especially in this game, because this is a team he would have leaned on, he would have had success against too. They just can't stop the run. But whoever was going to go, and we said as much last week, whether it was Bill or Rodriguez, I predicted 100 yards, ended up being short of that, 96, but close enough. Mariota adds 40-plus. Also, you want to talk about guys, you know, discrepancy of workloads based on kids and veterans. Mm-hmm. Here's one that annoyed me. Like, you're big on the Jalen Lane one, it sounds like. Jeremy McNichols getting, at one point, more carries than Bill was annoying to me. I understand that Jeremy McNichols is situationally used as the protector in the shotgun, two-minute, four-minute offense. Anytime they're in 11 personnel out of the gun, he's the guy next to Mariota. But what I would say to that is use Bill in that capacity. But he's not as good a pass protector. Let's get him some work as a pass protector.
Yeah, what a great time to get him one.
Jaden Daniels is not out there. Now, you're saying I can't get Marcus Mariota hurt either because next up's Josh Johnson and then Sam Hartman and then what? But at some point during the game, I looked and McNichols had like 6 or 7 carries for 8 yards or something, and Bill had 6 for 35. And I'm going, what are we doing here splitting carries between these two guys?
Yeah, he was leading the snap count parade for a while until they got up a little bit, and then it was, you know, Bill's turn to run to tote the rock, and they kind of kept going to it, but I'm with you. I was irritated by it.
Even still, your rookie running back, 7th-round pick, who's got the bright future, had 2/3 of the attempts, and the soon-to-be 30-year-old journeyman running back, who's had a very good season, had 33% of the carries, 9 out of the 27.
So we got there.
I would have changed that a little bit. It would have been 22-23 for Bill, and maybe 4 or so for McNichols, with more play time for Kroski Merritt. But all year long, and to some extent this has worked, so I'll give them some credit for this, they really have not tried to put a whole lot on any one running back's plate. Even in the games where it's the Chris Rodriguez game, he ends up with like 14 carries to Bill's 6, and you know his snap count is similar to what Bill's was yesterday. They're very much seemingly trying to not ask much of these young running backs, especially. And Mick Nichols has just been heavily involved in a year where he has produced to his credit. All right, let's give out some game balls to the best, gassers to the worst. You can call us at 800-636-1067 if you'd like to participate. I'll take a game ball. I liked what I saw from Mikey Sanristil again on the outside. Let's talk about young guys who did some things yesterday. The second-year player, who was a second-round pick last year, picked off a pass for the fourth time. 7 interceptions all year as a team, not enough. He's got 4 of them, which is impressive. And you heard in the telecast, by the way, trying to remember who it was that said this. I think it might have even been Kenny Albert. But he said that Dan Quinn said this week when we talked to him that Sanristil makes more plays outside than he did inside. Pretty obvious. We've all talked about
it. I'll agree with that.
Is it time to just keep him outside and quit trying to force feed this whole he's a nickel thing? I wonder what they're going to do this offseason. Are they going to view him and Amos with another veteran Jonathan Jones type as like their outside corners? And then go find a nickel? Or do they still think Sanristil can play nickel? Because you know that's more valuable if he can. And now you're looking for an outside corner, which might be a little easier to find because it's not as difficult or complicated a position. But I thought Mikey did some good things again yesterday. And the return, like he made a wide receiver-like play on the ball. Then he made a really nice return just to get them into position to get points at the end of the half. They stole that half and maybe the game. The punt return
that was
touchdown
the turning point
with
the game,
105.
Right there. Mm-hmm.
And then the field goal. Basically, because they missed an extra point because Jake Moody kicked it off the upright. But it was 9 points in the final 65 seconds of the half. There's your ball game.
Yep, that's how they ended up winning. Game ball, please, Topes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Antonio Hamilton, had to look him up in the old program, but I actually thought he played pretty well. He was visible a couple different times, pretty decent coverage, right? I think he's probably athletically limited compared to some of the other guys they usually prefer, but he was there. I had 2 pass breakups, was physical in tackling as well, but he popped a couple different times.
It was weird to see a Commander's corner constantly in phase. Like, here's how it normally works. You watch the quarterback drop back and throw, then the camera pans, and there's a wide open receiver with a DB coming into the screen or just trailing by a few yards. Every single time they panned and 34 was in coverage, he was in phase.
He was right around there.
There was the one time where he got beat for what should have been a touchdown, and Darius Slayton was kind enough to drop a touchdown. He also dropped a slant. He knew the assignment yesterday pretty well.
Darius Slayton got the memo.
But Hamilton, I thought, that was as good a coverage day on the outside as they've had from any corner. This is a 32-year-old journeyman who has played on a bunch of teams, who was an undrafted free agent back in 2016, Danny.
Mm.
I got a tweet from someone yesterday like, hey, we might have found a young guy here who should be on the team next year. I was like, maybe, but it's not Antonio Hamilton.
I was going to say, is this tweet from 2017?
Now, he could be around if he wants to as a depth piece. I got no problem with that. But go ahead and Google him, Kurt Cignetti style. He's an older dude. He's been in the league since 2016 as a UDFA, and he's played for everybody, by the way. Oakland, not Vegas, Oakland, the Giants, the Chiefs, the Bucks, the Cardinals, the Falcons, to name a few. I liked what I saw. Good game ball there. I'll take another game ball. I thought that Terry McLaurin, with limited opportunities, made the most of his chances. At halftime, he had one catch for 3 yards. I actually got a text from someone going, is Terry McLaurin playing today? And I don't know if they were being honest or not. They could have been being facetious. But I said, yeah, he's got one catch for 3 yards. It was that first third down of the game where he was short, but they said that he got it, which I'll take, by the way. But beyond the point, Terry McLaurin, 3 for 69 in a score, makes the tough catch on the sideline on a ball that almost went past him, made a really nice hands catch. And then the Giants were not interested at all in tackling him after that post where he runs through two arm tackles to score a 51-yard touchdown.
They're like, Terry, stop. Don't
you just want to go down?
Terry, oh. what a terrible effort that was, by the way.
Say what you want about the Commanders, but they were playing harder than the Giants for much of yesterday.
That is true.
The worst team in the league.
Mm-hmm. Dan Quinn, oh, you hate those timeouts, don't you, brother? God, they bother you. Just sitting there in your pocket going, I got to get rid of these things. I hate them. Two different occasions, Washington couldn't figure out which way. It may not be his fault specifically, but of course he's in charge, so I blame him. Two separate timeouts, nothing changes, no matter what. They can't get this right once a game or twice a game in this case, usually about 1.5 times. I'll take it to the end of the second one. This is my favorite. Incomplete pass. Jameis Winston attempts short to the right to Wandale Robinson. Incomplete. Washington calls a timeout. Just because, the clock was stopped, 10:40 to go. Got to make sure get everybody right. Always something every single time. Plus, your team committed 11 penalties.
I'm going to read from the play-by-play here. Injury update. Washington, Noah Brown, return is questionable. I hate to give a guy a gasser for an injury, especially after a big 28-yard catch, boxing a guy out. That's the whole point. That's the dream. That's what you like.
Yep.
That play by Mariota was dirty, by the way.
Yes, it was.
That was like Jaden at his best kind of stuff. Like, out of the pocket, extending, on the move, throws a dime, Brown makes a catch, boxing a dude out. And then he's done for the day. The questionable turned into a he will not return, for the record, for those of you keeping score at home. The experiment is over. Thank you for your services. I appreciate the former Ohio State Buckeyes' efforts. He gone. It's over, Johnny. I am now doing what the Texans did. He was way better in Houston because he played a little more. Look up his numbers. He had some huge games with the Texans when they had some injuries at receiver the year before they released him. But they just decided, I'm not going to do this anymore. I can't keep doing this. And I'm now saying the same thing. It is over. I am moving on. I don't want a one-year deal at league minimum. I want no contract discussions. I need healthier players. I need guys at practice. I am moving on. The experiment is over. Thank you for the Hail Mary, one of the greatest plays in team history.
And thank you for that. Seriously.
And thank you for your time. This is not personal. I just can't do it anymore. It's not you. It's me.
The law firm of Mariota, Kroski, Merritt, and McNichols. That's four fumbles between you. Come on, dudes. Come on, guys. Now, also a gasser for Josh Connerly for the penalties, but a game ball for Josh Connerly for recovering two fumbles, just continuing to follow the play and hustling. So good for you, but you're lucky, the law firm of Mariota, Kroski, Merritt, and McNichols. The fumbling. Come on, man. Come on. Four. You could have lost four. You're lucky you only lost two. And those two almost cost you the game.
The penalties, by the way, in this game for Washington, early. They had run 11 plays total between the two teams. They had a penalty on one out of every three of those plays.
It was something.
It was like, well, did we practice this week? I guess the answer to that is no.
We had some bet days off.
For most guys, right? Because it was a week. But come on, man. They ended up putting it together and taking the 22-7 lead. Now, they fumbled a few times, as you mentioned, and got the Giants back.
No, fumbling.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.